When we hear about drug busts in town, it's often just after authorities have seized luggage or a package and just before they've used a search warrant to examine the contents. They've agreed to allow us access to help share a better understanding of the types and amount of drug activity happening in the region. That was the case Thursday in Dillingham.
I'm looking at a package that I seized today that was picked up by a local resident. The package contains methamphetamine, and I'm about to process it.
That's Nazrik Ney, the lead investigator for the WANT unit that covers Bristol Bay and surrounding areas. He'd been tipped off that the package in question contained the meth, but all that was visible when he first opened it was a small bundle wrapped in plastic tucked inside of a birthday card.
It's bagged in sandwich bags, one inside the other. And we'll get down to the center, unwrap the cellophane, and what we see inside of this here, there's two colors to this package, and that looks awful familiar right there. It looks like black tar heroin on one side, and then methamphetamines on the other side.
Ney examined the package and its contents at the WANT evidence locker, which is upstairs at the public safety building in Dillingham. Downstairs, in the jail, 26-year-old Kelly Dumas was booked for the night, waiting for a court appearance Friday morning. Authorities say Dumas cooperated when she was arrested with the package outside the post office Thursday. Ney weighed the drugs. The meth came in at just over 3 grams, and he says he isn't sure exactly how much that's worth on the streets because there hasn't been much meth in Dillingham. The black tar heroin was cut thin and wrapped in clear saran wrap. It bore an odd resemblance to a fruit roll-up and smelled of ammonia. It weighed in at 1.5 grams.
One dose of heroin is 1/10 of a gram. So this is 1.5 grams, so 15 doses of heroin at $100 a piece. So if you can imagine, this item has a street value in Dillingham of over $1,500. And it's the size of a small potato chip.
The substances tested positive as heroin and meth, but will be sent to the crime lab in Anchorage for more analysis. Ney's concerned about finding the meth. It's a dangerous drug that he hasn't seen much of here.
No, in fact, I've been stationed in Dillingham for 7 years, and in the past 3 years, I've seized meth on 3 occasions from people here in Dillingham. Once 3 years ago, and that was a summertime cannery worker, a local resident last year, and then today is the third time from another local resident.
3 seizures in 3 years isn't a lot, nor has he heard much about meth activity. That is, until recently.
Information I've had over the past few weeks has been that meth use and trafficking is on the rise in Dillingham, and apparently this confirms that.
And the fact that the meth was found in the same package as the heroin seems to confirm his suspicion that the same crowds are using progressively worse narcotics.
Marijuana has always been around and currently is today, obviously. Oxycontin and other medication-type drugs have been abused over the past few years on the rise. It's kind of given way to heroin becoming more popular now among that same crowd. And the same crowd where I'm hearing the heroin, now I'm hearing the meth. And each drug is progressively and equally more dangerous than the next.
The state of Alaska views meth as one of the most dangerous illicit drugs on the streets, just behind heroin. Meth is typically snorted, injected, or smoked, with the latter the most common means of ingestion.
Methamphetamine is in a crystal form, so it normally goes into a glass pipe and then it's lit until it becomes red hot and then it's inhaled through the pipe.
Meth is also highly addictive, with many users saying they got hooked from their first dose.
Once people use it, they crave that effect that it had the first time, but the effect is never the same the second time as it was the first time, so they use more to try to achieve that same high that they got the first time. And once they achieve that level, then the next time they use it, they got to use more, and they got to use it continuously.
Meth users often display fidgety movements and can't think or speak clearly. This is known as tweaking. It can also cause people to stay awake for days on end, getting high constantly, and then crash equally hard for several days. Meth is synthetic, it's cooked in some form of a lab, and is comprised of several highly toxic chemicals. Not surprisingly, meth takes an often disastrous toll on a user's health.
The health effects are very extreme for methamphetamine. It causes all kinds of internal damage, liver damage, and things like that. People who look healthy before they start using meth progressively over time lose weight. It has a terrible effect on your teeth. Teeth start rotting and falling out. And after a while of meth use, not very long in a lot of cases, they look like just a shell of their old selves.
Investigator Ney has his hands full, trying to keep on top of the illegal drug activity in the region. He says that local authorities probably see something less than 1% of hard drugs before they get to the streets, meaning Thursday's bust may just be the tip of the meth iceberg. Another trend he's concerned about is a rise in property crime, theft, and forgeries, which he believes is directly connected to drug users' need to fund their habit.
I got information today about somebody trading a boat motor for drugs. So those type of things are happening, and those things are seen in big cities where drug problems are bad. So we're starting to see those type of things here in Dillingham as well.
Back to Thursday's meth and black tar heroin bust. The package was sent from a California address, which Investigator Ney suspects was false, but it was posted through a California zip code. Exactly how he knew it was inbound to Dillingham will have to remain a trade secret for now. He says he doesn't want to disrupt future seizures. Kelly Dumas, who picked up the package at the Dillingham post office, made an appearance in court Friday. She's being charged with two felonies, each for possession and attempt to distribute the drugs, with a more serious charge relating to the heroin. If convicted, she could face a maximum sentence of 30 years in prison. The magistrate alluded to the danger meth and heroin present to the community when he agreed to the state prosecutor's request that Dumas be held on $15,000 bail. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.